Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
This is it, the Ask Coach Perry podcast, the next edition, and with me, Lindsay Perry. Lindsay, today's question comes in from Megan. She said, "Hi, Lindsay, I've listened to one of your podcasts from last year, and I found it so helpful and motivating. I'm not quite a couch potato." She says she's exercised on and off over the years, but never managed to stick to much of a routine. Ever since she was a tot, she's watched the comrades with her family, always there on the road, cheering the runners on. So it's been her dream to run the comrades practically her whole life. At the age of 35, with a sport junkie Ironman for a husband and two sons under 5 years old, who I want to set a good, healthy example for, she's decided to take the plunge and sign up for Comrades 2015. She asked, what has she done? Two questions. On the rest days, can she do a light spinning class or swim, or does she need to literally do nothing? And the second thing is she too late to start with that zero to half marathon in 24 weeks program, which we did a couple of weeks ago here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast? It pretty much launched 1st September. Should she do something a little bit more intense? She says she knows you've reiterated how important it is to start slowly, but she's worried that she might be leaving it a bit too late and she might be a bit too slow considering she's only got 9 months to go. Sorry for the long-winded question. Your thoughts and insights on her history may make it a bit easier for you to respond.
Yeah, so I think the first question is the easiest one to address. She can definitely do spinning class on one of those rest days. I would still leave one day in the week where there isn't any pressure to do training. It's not just about letting your body recover. It's also just about having that one day in the week where you're not juggling things around having this run. So it's literally a rest for body and mind. Of course, the impact on light, you probably could do a light spin even on your full rest day, but I prefer not to go there. So, yes, you can take up some of the rest days, but always leave one. And then in answer to your next question, she kind of answered the question herself, and I feel often people ask questions hoping for a different answer to the one they know they're going to get, but the reality is that she needs to go build up slowly because she has – only got 9 months, and 9 months sounds like an incredibly long time, but it's not a long time. So you want to spend as little time of that 9 months missing training from being sick or injured. So your very slow, gradual build-up will be the way to give yourself the best consistency, and so therefore I do recommend you go on that 24-week Zero to Hero program. Build up really slowly, qualify later than most, because the one thing you're not going to do is go to comrades and race comrades. You're going to go there to get a medal. So really take your time, build up, and do each stepping stone as you're ready to do it. And that'll ensure that you start with no injury and ready to finish.
Brilliant stuff. Lindsay, what I'll do as well is I'll put that download, that PDF for that half marathon training program in the show notes for this episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast as well. So if you want to check it out, all you need to do is just get over to this episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, download it. They're absolutely free. And yeah, Megan, good luck. Let us know how it goes. If there's anything else we can do, be in touch. We're back again tomorrow with the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Don't forget, if you are planning on running comrades, you want to check out our webinars, runtalksa.co.za/2015comrades. That's the web address for you to check out the details.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.